Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the owner. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Oled Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the 84th installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. Me and Danny are going to try not to be poisoned by the end of the show by this arsenic-infused asshole-tasting water that we're drinking.
Hey, Detroit City Council has told you Detroit is the cleanest water of any city.
Hold on. I have the paper.
We believe the city council, right?
They're honest, upstanding individuals.
Absolutely.
How can anybody not believe them?
Nah. At least they are going into it. Go ahead. He's sipping the arctic taint, right? It's tainted with taint.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to do a taste test. Close your eyes. And one cup is going to be baby vomit mixed with my piss. Mixed with a little bit of dip spit water.
And then
other hand will be a cup of water from the Russell.
All right.
Can you tell?
Yeah. The dip spit tastes much better.
I don't trust any taste test that starts with close your eyes.
The baby vomit. Anyway, we're going to have a good show today. Make sure to check us out, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com. The ever-popular comment line, get at us. Tell us what you think about the gangabang. 313-254-4260. We got robots in the garden chilling. They're going to come in on the show in a little bit. We're going to hear a couple of the robots in the garden tracks. It's going to be good times. Also, make sure real quick, if you're by your computer, check out the OlinEzraShow.com/upcoming. April 2nd, which is probably tonight by the time this show is released, is going to be an outrageous, cantankerous, we might not be asked to ever come back to the rack and roll again.
If nothing else, come out to see me do three songs with Bad on Fire, because it's going to be...
Three songs?
Yep, they're doing, Los isn't going to be there, so they're having three guest vocalists.
She's going to shave her head, too, to look more like Los.
Thanks for ruining the fucking surprise. I was going to do it on stage.
Oh, you look so mad and offended.
I am.
Plus, you may just get to see Danny fall off stage again.
Seems to be a trend as of late.
But that Detroit Live show did go pretty good, huh? The cover girls of Detroit Live.
Yes. Yes, it was probably the most packed I've ever seen the Bullfrog, so that was cool. Darian did an excellent job putting that show together, and our friend Mark Nader was in the house.
Nader shot everybody, huh?
He did, including Taylor Swift. He, hurried from the palace. He was shooting the Taylor Swift show right before.
I was a little disappointed. I thought you meant he actually took a couple shots at her. I've been wanting to shoot Taylor Swift since I first heard her.
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
it was... Good times.
And Justin Bieber, that guy's in my
fucking crosshairs.
Oh, my God.
Don't even. No, he sends like surges of rage through my body.
Jesus Christ. May 7th, BDAB, Avarice, The Pills, and Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Coming at you from the lovely Shorts Brewing Company in Elk Rapids, Michigan. They're very hoppy. Humaloopalicious. Humaloopalicious.
Humaloopa.
India Pale Ale. Not exactly from India, but it is an India Pale Ale nonetheless. I love their little tagline on the bottom, by the way. A complex malt and hop theme park in your mouth.
I want a theme park in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's just not anything else in your mouth but a theme park. Hello.
It's like way better than a party.
Right? Pictures of you coming down a fucking roller coaster. Very few stores, unfortunately, are up on the Humaloopalicious, but I am seeing it around more. I got this from 10 Mile and Harper. But this is also kind of sticking in line with what I like to touch on Michigan breweries, which there are numerous upcoming, especially breweries. Microbreweries in Michigan. This one is in Elk Rapids.
Where is Elk Rapids?
Way up there.
It's by Traverse City, isn't it?
Well, northwest.
It's Lower Peninsula?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lower Peninsula.
Either way, it seems like something that would come from up north. And I don't know.
Elk rabbit, right?
Hula Lupa?
Humalupa.
Humalupa.
I had to get out of my mind that this had something to do with Willy Wonka and his fucking chocolate. Like, there's nothing. no Oompa Loompas were hurt in the making of this beer, turns out.
Humalupa.
With that.
Yeah, is that a picture of an artichoke?
That is pretty damn close. It looks like an artichoke, but that is a Northwestern noble hop. Mm. Big hop. By the way, we had Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. It has a picture of the fish on it. It was one of the beers of the week last week, 2 weeks ago, whichever one. This is a similar taste. Very hoppy, very fragrant, and it's a bouquet and apparently a theme park in your mouth.
It's a bouquet That's awesome. And a theme park in your mouth.
Yes. But nice. Definitely one of my favorites currently in rotation. So if you see it, it'll say Shorts Brew Humalupalicious.
Humalupa.
I'd say try that shit, yo.
What is a humalupa? What the hell is it?
Ironically, here's the thing. I did do a little digging around to find information. Like, their website hasn't been updated in a long time.
Last updated, 96. Yeah,
Based on the look of this bottle, doesn't look like they're the type of company to...
They just
update
like
their website a lot,
but I respect that. Like, they don't even push a right. website. I had to go find it. They're just like,
you don't
like,
need
look.
To when you got a theme park.
No,
in your mouth.
They're like, look, dude, we brew beer, we drink it. We don't have fucking much time right. for else. I love that idea, but that by the way, you're looking at a good 7.0 ABV
nice.
On that.
Good, times.
Which is very similar, exact same content of the Two-Hearted Ale, Hemingway-esque Bell's Brewery.
So refreshing and tasty. Anyway, if you're looking for innovative car casts, outrageous rock interviews, and more, make sure to check out our boy, Les Zaldor, a.k.a. The Country Coworker, at ZALDOR.com.
And if you are listening, thanks for coming on Friday night, man.
That's right. It was good to see Les out there, man.
Yeah, surprisingly, walked up and I'm like, he actually came out to see
that
us.
That is cool.
No, it was very cool. Jacoby's. Boom, right around the corner from St. Andrews, dead set in downtown, great place. We'll be back there for sure doing something. The show will be back up there.
That was an excellent little show, man. Nice. It, just like the flyer said, intimate and awkward.
It was very close, very awkward. Somebody actually slipped me a Xanax before I went on.
Somebody slipped?
I want someone to slip me a Xanax.
That's what I'm saying. I've been saying, I'm like, how come no one ever slips me anything? Boom, it happens. And it was awesome. It's
everything
I thought it would
be. Roofies.
Yeah, so hey, we got some comments this week. The Average Joe, I've been saving this one for a while, and I figured it was finally time to unveil it today.
Joe.
This is the Average Joe playing his guitar.
Well, hello, guys. Average Joe here. I haven't called you guys in a minute. I've been really busy. But actually, I learned something today. I've been taking up a new practice, trying to learn how to play the guitar, coming up with a new stand-up kind of routine that I got going on, but I just learned one of my favorite rock songs in the whole wide world, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. Check it out. Smoke on the water. Keep it up, guys. Doing good. Love you.
I don't even know how to digest that.
Was it Smoke on the Water, but like kind of played backwards? It was like
and warped it. Like,
Do remember if a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago, I was like, Steve, we got this comment from Joe, but it's like the worst guitar that you've ever. What up, Joe? How's
awesome.
California doing, buddy? We're going to get into a new segment here on the show called Ryan B's Hip Hop Trivia. Just because I think it's going to be interesting and to give some props to Ryan B from the Potty Mouth Sissy.
That's
so,
a good idea.
This week's Hip Hop Trivia is, if you want to answer this, just call the comment line 313-254-4260. And whoever calls in first and gets the right answer will win something. I haven't decided what it is yet, but you'll win something. So anyway, here is the inaugural edition of Ryan B's Hip Hop Trivia.
Ryan.
And now it's time for Hip Hop Trivia with Ryan B. Hey guys, Ryan B from the Potty Mouth Sissies. Here's your Hip Hop Trivia question for 10 points. What 80s rap group sang the song Freaks Come Out at Night?
You motherfucker!
Always.
That's sweet.
Freaks Come Out at Night. Who wrote that? But yeah, so call the comment line 313-254-4260. Let us know.
Plus, apparently you get 10 points.
You do get 10 points. And you know what? Maybe we'll use this point scale, since I have no idea what we're doing with it. We're going to use a point scale to work towards a bigger prize.
You get a
Once you
free
get 5,000 points, you get an Alon Ezra t-shirt.
Nate, he called and pondered this wonderful thought.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since I called, but one thing that's kind of on my mind is, you know, I've been fucked.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nate.
That's it?
Does it?
That was the message. That's all I had to work with.
I think what he was going to say was, what if C-A-T really spelled dog?
I don't know what he was thinking. I think he smoked a bowl, called, and then realized he had nothing and just hung up.
Just thought he
No,
would
I think
hit
that
him.
Was that was crafted from the get-go. He knew he was going to do that. He thought it would be like...
He left us hanging.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
God damn it, Nate. What are you doing, man? You're freaking me out. Say what up
love.
To Marie. Yeah, he's in love with
Nate
Marie.
Is so in love.
Thank you for participating in InkAddict.com's Contest 2010. Judges are carefully analyzing the entries and will be making their final decision very soon. Make sure to check out InkAddict.com or keep listening to The Olin Ezra Show to hear the winner announced shortly. InkAddict.com. Wear your skin.
Good times, good times. So that's the comments this week. You have something to add to this? You want to tell us what the gang-a-bang means to you, or you just want to talk shit, call 313-254-4260 and let us know what you think. So, anyway, before we get to Robots in the Garden, we're going to let Steve touch on a couple of points that he has researched throughout the course of the week.
Right, and when they come in here, if they want to chime in at all or have any perspective on it. One thing right off before I actually get to the body of work here, look at how these little bitchy fucking flaming ass elite mentality, better than everybody else, Congress people and senators that are all running to the media. Someone threw a brick through my window. We're getting threats of death for voting in the health care. Yeah, guess what? Go ahead.
I was just going to say I heard that's also the sound they make at their purported blood orgies, so
kind
I just wanted
of.
To throw that
yes,
out there.
Yes, all it's right. very pain and pleasure filled at their, yes, at their adrenaline-induced blood orgies, but these little
what the
bitches,
fuck is an adrenaline
these little bitches,
blood?
All right, you don't, maybe one day I'll take you to one. These little whiny bitches apparently forgot that they're to represent the ideals and the people that have built the wealth of this nation, the people that have induced the structure of what has now collapsed upon us thanks to these assholes. Apparently, when you intermingle with your families and interbreed and create like these rich bloodlines, they tell you from a kid, look, you're going to be a senator one day. You're better than them. Don't talk to them. They separate you. They create classism is a brilliant technique by their means of separation. So they wind up getting to these points of power, and they're not to help anybody. I mean, this is nothing new, and everyone knows where I'm going with this, but I'm just saying, they're not there to help people, they're not there to represent, they're there to get their teeth fixed, to get their skin all nice and shiny, get their $500 haircuts, sit there and enrich their bank accounts. And then get ready, by the way, to flee the whole fucking sinking ship and move out of America.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of that going on. You see these Congress people more and more, I'm stepping down because of the corrupt. No, you're stepping down because you have a fucking timeshare in another part of the world. You want to get the fuck out of here.
Those are always the most corrupt, twisted people anyway that have like the most fucked up problems, you know.
and if they don't and if they don't play ball or go a little too far crazy, they take them down and they use the media to bring them down, like Mark Sanford, the California dude. It don't quit. There's these
what about Ron Paul? What about him? That's a perfect example of
he's a terrorist.
That's right,
apparently. So but I'm just gonna say they played some of the calls of the threats. And it's people calling and going, you know, like to their representative or congressperson, like, you turncoat. You're not voting for the good of the people or anything that has to do with investment in this country. And I know where you live. And there's people on these Patriot sites, we'll get to that in a minute, posting addresses of congresspeople and encouraging them to go fucking terrorize their shit. So there's being bricks being thrown through windows, people
Excellent.
Sitting out of their houses all hours of the night. And guess what? I'm all for it.
That's right. Be careful. Now, we're not endorsing,
no.
nor condoning you to go out and flip cars and protest and smoke joints views, on top of burning buildings, but
the views expressed by El Magnano at this point are entirely my own. They don't represent the show, but that being said, let's take the goddamn country back and put it towards back being more of a what we are.
Viva.
A beacon of freedom for the goddamn world.
La Revolution.
La Gangabang.
Make sure to check out our sweet posters, by the way, that kind of pertain to what Steve is saying.
So, that being said, here's a dude that's on my radar now, and I fucking hope this guy comes to Michigan.
I've never seen. By the way, Steve.
He's fired up.
I don't want to cut you off, dude, but you are intense right now.
I'm trying to calm down.
This level, I've never seen.
Why do you think we do the beer of the week first, and
all right.
then start talking crazy?
All right, buddy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This asshole is listening to, as I scan, like a lot of talk radio often, but the one on NPR this past Thursday, which, by the way, National Petroleum Radio, these assholes try to make you think that there's an alternative to mainstream, and they're just there to catch you as you fall, you know, or try to fall off the grid. It's like religion, too. I no longer believe in Christianity. I'm a New Ager. That's also there to capture your imagination and your awareness, by the way. But anyway, Mark Potok of the SPLC, which is the Southern Poverty Law Firm. I looked up his information after I heard this interview. This is just disgusting, but splcenter.org. Their tagline on the site is fighting hate, teaching tolerance, and seeking justice. By the way, there's this whole line of things and link you can click on this site, one of them which is a hate map.
So a hate map.
What you do is you click on this like link to hate maps. It brings up the United States and shows the number of hate groups in your state, in your area.
Aha!
So, like, Michigan had, like, 26. As you go out west, it increases a little more. But the south is just saturated.
I was just gonna ask you.
Texas has, like, 77 hate groups
wow.
just in around the Dallas
what a,
area.
What a great way to channel your feelings is through a hate group. All right.
Well, they had this, so this dude was
but,
on...
But now, real, what's he describing as hate groups? Is, like, the Michigan militia considered a hate group, or...
Well, that's where this is going.
Is it a constitutional group?
Nope, that's where this is going. And, right, my question was, who the hell gets to dictate what a hate group is? Apparently, it's this guy.
It's that guy.
Through his numerous FBI contacts.
Aha!
And, yeah, okay.
Aha!
So, he's on there, on this interview... No counterpoint. Nobody there to challenge anything he's saying. He's throwing out statistics like it's fucking law. He brings up his 2009 intelligence quote. I'm making air quotes if you can't see. 2009 intelligence report called The Year in Hate. Now, what
the
this does.
That sounds like a metal band.
All right.
We're an album name for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So, he, in this little mag here, he lists the hate groups. That the hate groups in 2009 that have increased exponentially, which so
what's this guy's name again?
Mark Potok.
Who is he? Like
Potok. He's the president, the head of the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Firm, which is grew out of like the civil rights movement of like the 50s and 60s. They started saying, "Well, hey, we need a government." Another government tentacle, by the way, organization to decide
testicle.
Who's hating on people.
Wow.
So like anything else, of course,
well, I'll tell you what, because I hate on Lady Gaga, can I be in that
Justin Bieber group?
I think
right.
I think that's a good thing. I think people would be all about that group. So this dude lists in this 2009 manual, he lists, and every year he does, so 2010 will come out next year, but he hates it, lists the groups that have just exponentially grown, and he includes, in order, the neo-Nazi movement, Ku Klux Klan have fractured and reorganized.
No, these aren't good groups, okay.
Neo-Confederates. So people that still think, like, Texas should be its own government, like they don't want to be the United States.
Have you ever been to Texas?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've been to Texas, man.
So skinheads and, wait for it, patriot groups.
Aha! Aha!
His 2009 manual lists and includes what's considered patriot militia movements.
Oh, great.
So, by the way, the same fucking thing that the founding fathers that decided what the principles of this country should be and all agreed on it, and it seemed like a good living body of work.
It was a good idea at the time.
We're terrorists, sure. Because they said, I mean, it says right in there, the right to a well-organized militia to fight, by the way, against tyranny. It's up to the people. They've done a good job at confusing this. But it's up to the body of people inside the United States to keep your fucking barrels pointed at Washington.
That's right.
So you know what? Every time you guys do something not in our interest but in your interest, not only should you be fired, but I'll fucking forcibly remove you.
That's right. And then we'll forcibly send you to a blood orgy, but this time you won't be they won't be using 10-year-old Cambodian boys. Yeah. It'll be you.
You don't have to force them to go to blood orgies, that's for sure. So this is what they said, these patriot movements, and ever since, you know, the Patriot Act and all these things that nobody questions because all they know is that they need to pass it. But in retrospect, these groups have increased, and even since 2005, militia movements are out there, and he finds them via websites, chat rooms, magazines are putting out there. But what it is it's that any movement that defines themselves as opposed to a new world order or adhere to extreme anti-government doctrines. Yes, right. Because for one, the new world order is no longer a conspiracy theory, by the way, people. Gordon Brown, Obama before he became president, it's out there. Fucking do a search on who has ever mentioned world order or specifically new world order and watch the names that come up. It's no fucking secret at this point.
George Bush Sr.
All day.
Ronald Reagan.
All day. But more importantly, like this asshole, and as I'm listening to him just fucking furious, he keeps saying like anti-government, you know, like patriot movements are anti-government, militias are anti-motherfucker, I'm anti-corrupt government.
Now let me say
government works fine without the fucking corruption of these tainted assholes up in there.
Here's part of the problem, Steve. Pick up a textbook. Read something, goddammit. Jesus Christ. All right. I'm sorry, Steve. Please continue.
No, I was just thinking.
Makes
by the
me
way,
angry.
There was a kid that did this whole, he put up his video on YouTube. Did you ever see the kid that, a new textbook, forget where the hell this is, might have been out west somewhere, one of their new textbooks, and it mentions chapter 33, ironically, world order, the coming together of, like, global governments.
Wow.
Creating, like, you know, one world system.
So now it's being taught in public
textbooks.
Schools.
Yeah,
in
what
textbooks.
The fuck?
Wow. All right, so don't read, God damn it. Read some fucking Aristotle, all right? All right? Go read a book by Aristotle.
So, hey, just once again, and I want to reiterate, it's like, you know, we're not anti-government. We're anti-fucking douchebags in government that have infiltrated and destroyed and taken it over. That's the issue. I'm opposed to corrupt government. And by the way, with this asshole Mark Potok, I hope you come to Michigan because I'll be there. Quit using race. Quit race-baiting people to justify your fucking witch hunt. Look, by the way,
quit
look at the list.
Making death threats.
I didn't make a death threat. I said I hope he comes here. I would like to talk to him face-to-face, 1 inch away from his goddamn fucking reptile face.
Wow. Danny, can you sense the anger in this room?
So... But look how
robots of the Garden are probably freaking out. Steve, continue.
Them dudes know what's up. Just the name Robots in the Garden says a lot. But anyway, so look at the list of, by the way, how he does this. This is the race baiting trick. It's neo-Nazis. It's the KKK. It's skinheads. It's patriot groups. Oh, it's just also race-related.
Yeah, that's right.
And he says, like, the rise of patriot groups and militias specifically are because we have a black president.
No.
Like, motherfucker?
No. People are tired of being raped in their tender virgin anus and they're getting pissed off.
Quit using race to divide people. By the way, racism is a goddamn trick used to separate us and keep you on certain levels. And I'll say it again, like a little mini Benetton situation. If you were to put babies of different races together and they were allowed to grow up on their own, devoid of knowing anything about anything, they would become very pack-like. People would work to create their own hunting and gathering, farming. They would grow up and not fucking realize their race. It's until you get into these schools or passed on by your parents and or religion that tells you what the separation is all about and why you should hate this person because of their fucking skin color. Race baiting's a goddamn trick. And when this asshole Mark Potok throws it in substance that race is involved in anti-government, fuck all that.
Mark Steve says Potok. Mark Potok the same way, with the same animosity that you said Huel Perkins.
Huel. Well, Huel is nothing but a pawn and a tool of these douchebags that continue to ram folding chairs into my asshole on a daily basis. Why can't I drive? Why do I need $900 to go get insurance? I've been in an accident twice, and I was both 18 at the time.
That's what's called squeezing blood from a stone.
I have, there's no more stone. It's a withered corpse. There's nothing left. I have negative 800 something.
Blood from a dried up corpse.
Why can't Jim get a driver's license when he hasn't had it in 5 years? Give the poor man his license.
That's right.
It's systemic. That's all systemic. Failures.
So what do you say we get into some Robots in the Garden, digest this information with some good tunes? What do you guys say?
I say run it, dude.
I need a tune right about now.
Need some tunes. All right, so we're going to get into some robots, and then we're going to bring them into the booth. Modern Revolutionaries,
that's
Robots in the Garden. It's kind of ironic. We didn't plan that, but what can you tell us a little bit real quick what that's about?
That song is basically just about, you know, people get fucked. constantly, you know, your job, you got a relationship or something, and it's like you got to take control of your own life and kind of, you know, just fucking ride the wave.
Fucking A.
You know what I'm saying?
Responsibility for oneself? That's crazy talk.
Instead of being like, shit happens.
Terrorists.
You know, there's people out there that are like, oh, you know, fucking this happened to me and this happened to me and this happened to me, so that's happened why I'm like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I love these little outside of churches often. They put up little inspirational catchphrases and whatnot. There's one over by my house right now that says, some people search for happiness. Others create it.
I think my favorite one I saw was God has an email.
That's good.
Stay connected.
I was just like, yeah, stay connected.
I love this one. Like, they eventually wind up drawing from the same pool of stupid little catchphrases because there's also the first line just says, CH-CH. What's missing from this? You are.
Oh, my God.
You are spells church. I figured it out when I first saw it.
Wow.
Like, I don't have, like, I'm, you know, nothing against religion. But you think anybody has ever seen that and been like, you know what? You
are right.
You are right. I am.
I think I will be there.
Pull in the parking lot. Right. Throw the bottle out the window. I quit.
He sends an email to God right then and there.
On my smartphone.
Believe it or not, I had an ex-girlfriend one time who that happened overnight, and my mind was blown because the day before she was smoking a joint and getting drunk with me, and then the next day she was like, I had a vision. I was like,
oh, Lord.
Oh, what happened? I was like, que pasa?
It seems like the most fucked up people always have like the most radical transformation.
It was,
you know,
like this chick had guns tattooed on her boobs.
Yeah, those priests are going to love that.
Baby Jesus came to her in a dream, or what happened?
He's like, you're making me sad.
it was Michael Jackson as the baby Jesus.
Just easily mistaken for once, like, each other.
So, your CD, guys, it's kind of cool, man. It's like a vinyl record, man. What's the word?
Well, we just... When we started, a lot of our influences that we drew from were a lot of like classic rock bands. Like the first three songs we ever wrote played all together. It was like we were writing as like one piece of music,
right.
And you know that was very like Queen back in the day. You know, so we thought like,
is there any Boston influence?
Joey, our drummer, loves Boston. Sweet. He loves all that
he's
stuff.
He's probably going nuts backstage. I know. Like, yeah, they're talking about me and Boston together.
Yes.
In the same sentence.
Yeah.
They're coming for you with that spaceship, buddy.
But yeah, we just wanted to give it kind of like a...
analog feel to it.
Right,
though,
you know.
Like, oh, I missed that.
I know, everyone
remember
does.
Like 2 1/4-inch tape recording.
Just
like,
that warm sound, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like everybody now is like vocoders and...
Auto-tune.
Synthesized, you know, everything. And it's like you don't even have to play anything to be in a band anymore, you know, if you have a computer.
Or be talented. Right. Vocal at all. So you guys have been together since, is it high school? Because I know you guys are pretty young.
Yeah.
We've all known each other for the majority of, like, our
existence.
Important years, you know.
You like that word, don't you?
Existence.
Do. Second time I used it today.
Yeah. It was in, like, 5 minutes.
Actually, me and Eric were in a band together, and... we started doing robots with our original drummer. He moved to Minnesota to go to school, but
and Josh.
Yeah, and Josh.
Josh was
there. Josh was there too. Yep. That was a lot of weed to go. So yeah, I remember he was there. It was his house. It's his house, right?
Josh's house.
But yeah, we were trying to do something different, and we ended up just kind of committing to that. And our original drummer left. We took like a hiatus. Like, we didn't do anything. I think it was for like 2 years.
Yeah, I started playing with Bad on Fire for
a
while.
He was,
oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he was a guitar player for Bad on Fire, which are, they're good dudes too, by the way.
Shout out. Good friends of ours.
Johnny K, what up, dog? How you doing? but yeah, then, you know, Gaither brought Joey over, who had played in different bands with us, you know, throughout the years.
I lived across the street from Joey when I was a kid. And Joey always played drums. And then one day was like, hey, you need to start playing guitar so I have something to play with. And I was like, all right. So, I don't know, years went by. We started playing together. Then we were in bands and then split up. Then we came back together for Robots. Mm-hmm. Now,
as for Robots, like, did your sound start the way that it is right now? Or did it kind of, like, evolve into what it is? Like, did you guys set out to...
I feel like it's still evolving.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. Well, the band we were in was called The Rising Tide. And it was really, like... like the
kind of pop.
The front man was really into, you know, like, I want to make music for 16-year-old girls and wear, you know, dudes, your girls' pants, you know, and
guy liner,
you know, yeah. And it was like, it was very Fall Out Boy, and
right?
So when we left, we were like, man, you know, like, I just want to fucking
make something experimental, do something
do
different,
drugs, and fucking see what happens. You know what I'm saying? So, we did that, and I got like, you know, we were. I think our problem was in the beginning was that we were trying to do like all these different ideas and like.
Try to be too outside the box.
Right. You know, it's like, we want to have this in here and this in here, and I need an army of didgeridoos.
We're going to have 17 key changes and six time changes.
Yeah. Nice. And so now it's more like, you know, what just kind of comes out of us, and like, what kind of vibe can we catch when we're just having fun and hanging out together? And that's what's on that record. And we're actually recording some new stuff that we're going to be having up soon. We're going to put one on our Facebook, one on our
MySpace,
and one of our on our Ernie Ball Good. Battle of the Bands.
I'm glad musicians are still utilizing MySpace. We cleared all the douchebags off of there and still kept our music profiles up.
Oh, I don't know if we cleared off as many douchebags as we probably should. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook is awesome, you know, if you're trying to get your band out there, but at the same time, if you want to find like the music to play, mm-hmm. you know, like you have to hunt just to hear music. You go to MySpace, you can just listen.
Did you guys have any sort of like I guess, kind of theme for this album? Like, do the songs tie together?
I think the biggest thing, when right before we released the EP, John was actually doing, like, kind of his own thing, and he was writing songs, and he wrote Missing Pieces and some other songs, and he brought it to us, and we were like, you know what? I wonder if we could kind of manipulate that and play it as a robot song. And so when he did it, we were like, I think we should name the EP Missing Pieces, because it was kind of the song that he brought to the table to complete the whole CD. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the biggest theme for the record, I feel.
Yeah, it's got cool little puzzle pieces and stuff on it. Because really, to get where we are now, like, we've actually been a band for, what, 4 years?
4 or 5 years.
And so, you know, now that we're hitting the pavement and, you know, like, it just feels good to... We were nominated for a Detroit Music Award, which is really cool. Like, we're going to get
huge
table.
Honor.
Yeah. I don't know, and, like, dress up in suits and shit. And, you know, like, I'm going to drink martinis all night, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, shit, get the pomegranate martini.
Yeah.
Palm-tini.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
You guys are up for... What is the exact title of it?
Oh, it's Outstanding Rock / Pop Group, I think. Yep. So...
Did you have any idea that you guys were up for that kind of thing?
No idea. Josh called me one day. He's like, hey, dude, We got nominated. Yeah, so.
And that's like a huge honor, too, because, I mean, you guys are just, you know, little bebes, and there's like a little inner circle that's tough to break into.
And, well, we're in the same category. Like, Ty Stone is nominated. Like, he won last year. He's done huge things, you know what I mean? Like, shit, you know, that's a big deal.
Recently for sure. Moved to Tennessee.
Did he really?
Yeah, packed up.
Well...
Well, we're still here.
I'm here. I'm here.
You're not going to be in Laverne, California this time next year.
I guess as much as we'd all like to, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I just wish that, like, Michigan was just sunny all the time so that I could be, like,
fucking
hey,
man.
Cool.
Weather ties in big time.
And there was, like, jobs and stuff.
The winter's just so bad for people, man. People, like, hibernate in their houses for 6 months.
People, like, shrivel up just, like... Don't want to do anything.
I saw a commercial for, I forget what it was for, but this guy comes out, and it was for a charcoal commercial. The guy comes out, and he's...
Oh, yeah, still dressed in his winter shit.
It's like, where was I? There was just a lot of white for like 6 months. He's like, dude, it's called winter.
Everything was white.
Somebody get this man a burger. And I started laughing so hard. I was like, that's what it's like.
It is. Man. People are always dazed and confused and pasty. It's weird.
It is.
I'm going to try to, I'm going to take a drink on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, by the way, a luscious and delicious Boone's Farm, by the way?
Hey, what are you sipping on?
How dare you? Yeah, it's Strawberry Hill.
All right.
Boone's Farm. But what about for this particular EP or your future recordings? Is there like a technique you guys are doing as far as how you go about recording, or is there a studio you work in specifically?
We have a house that we practice at pretty much, so it's, you know, if we ever need to stay there, there's bedrooms and all sorts of stuff, and it's good for us because we show up and, you know, like, either I'll have, like, a small idea or, like, one of the songs that we're releasing, is, you know, I had just, like, the small idea, like, the basic riffs for it, and then I was like, you know, hey guys, check this out, and then we, you know, hung
expanded.
Out, hung out, got to hang out with my friends for an hour, and we're like, but when we were done, we're like, oh shit, you know,
water the seeds,
you know, this is coming together pretty good, and, you know, you have something.
Do you record at that house or
for the demos we've been recording?
Yeah, we do pre-production there just to kind of get an idea of like what we want to change, or you know, if we like this, there's something cooler we can do, but. Yeah, we're
for the record. Obviously, we'd like to go somewhere nice and
yeah,
do the whole record somewhere and probably pay a pretty penny, but it'd sound 10 times sicker.
But if you're getting something you know you want it, as far as sound goes, yeah, it's
worth it, man.
Yeah, you got to spend the big bucks if you want the big sound, you know.
I have a suggestion for the next album. I'm just saying, maybe like as a hidden track or something, you guys could throw in the version of What I Got.
Oh,
that you
yeah.
and I did, because that
That'd be
was
tight. We could definitely do that.
That was beautiful.
I enjoyed that. We got to sit on a couch together. That was it was a very intimate setting.
It was very intimate. And awkward.
That was at the acoustic show.
The Token.
The Token. Did you see the lamp they had that was shaped like an owl? By the way,
that was fucking sweet. Actually, you would have loved that,
dude. It was ridiculous.
I have an owl collection.
Do you really?
Dude, owls are tight.
That's
our buddy Nick.
I should have done it.
Any particular theory, or you just go for a cool sounding name? What's behind Robots in the Garden? Because I mean, right away, a couple things hit me. But
yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is we like people to take it to their own. I think our idea behind
open to interpretation.
Exactly. Right. Take it as
I
you
like
will.
That. Yeah.
I feel like my interpretation of Robots in the Garden personally is it's like the average person that gets stuck in this 9-to-5 basis where you wake up and you go to work and you come home and you try to feed the kids and put them in bed to wake up and do it all over again and then try to still have good morals and do the right thing. And it's kind of this collection of life. And you get stuck in the same trend. And we were like, you know what? I want to play music. I want to do what I love versus doing what they quote unquote should say that I'm supposed to do. So
most people just do what they tell you.
Everyone's a robot in the garden.
Right.
Do what they tell you. Do what they tell you.
Whenever you just hear, at least for me, like Robots in the Garden. The Garden. Okay, which garden possibly has the biggest repertoire? The one in Eden. And, like, there were lizards that infiltrated the garden. There was influence that infiltrated the Garden of Eden. But robots in the Garden of Eden? That's fucking phenomenal idea.
Very futuristic. Yeah. It's like
because robots in that garden would be uninfluencible. They're
right.
just robots.
They're just robots.
They wouldn't be listening to the snake in the tree. No. Eat this apple. Shut up. And shoot, like, nipple lasers at it.
Right. Nipple lasers are key.
Fucking A.
I've been trying to get nipple lasers put in, but I cannot find a doctor who will do it.
It sucks. You got to go to Mexico.
Yeah, I know.
You just got to find the cheap ones.
You can get laser anything in Mexico.
Sharks with lasers attached to their heads?
Sea bass. I'm sorry about that.
They'll use a hacksaw and some iodine.
Yep.
Real sanitary. So anyway, Robots in the Garden, check them out. Just Google them. You're going to get something.
We got another show on April the 17th.
Yeah, the Bloodfest auditions.
Yeah, we're trying to get on the Bloodfest this year, so an audition show. It's going to be at the Eagle Theater. Right next to the Crowfoot and Pike Room out in Pontiac.
Oh, you're not familiar with Bloodfest.
Bloodfest. Who's playing Bloodfest this year?
Oh, my God. The Swellers, Misery Signals, a list of great, great bands. A lot of really good Michigan bands. Our buddies Shorelines, I think they're
is
on
Is your
it.
Best friend playing it
Your
this
best
year?
Friend. I'm pretty your sure those friend? Guys are on
isn't
it.
This, that's only like a few years old or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is probably either the second or third year that they did it. Yep. Last year, they said they had about 2,000 kids that showed up.
Oh, even
in Michigan?
Very first?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Howell.
Which is awesome. It's in Howell. It's like, where the fuck can you do something? Like, who does that
Dude,
anymore?
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's going to be really cool.
All right. Danny, you've got a douchebag.
It's the douchebag. The douchebag. It's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week.
Douchebag.
Okay, do you guys know anything about comic books?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, where is Big Baby P when you need him?
He's missing out. He's totally missing out.
He's probably totally heard about this. This is about three weeks old, but it's still a good one, I think. So what's, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's M-A-N-G-A. Is it like
Manga?
Manga, okay.
Mangina?
So it's like a Japanese style of
Sailor Moon stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
John knows anime all about type
that.
Stuff.
John loves
yeah,
it.
That's Japanime.
It's where there's a still picture.
I think it is.
But there's a ton of action going on.
And usually described by one word. Oh!
Because there's like there's different genres of anime. So I just want to make sure I'm on the right one here.
Mine's just Japanime.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. All right.
So, have you guys heard of Bleach? The comic called
Bleach?
Yeah. You have? No.
There's also the show based off of the book on
Adult Swim. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, they're like the number one seller of this manga, whatever. There's over 500 million volumes sold worldwide per year.
Jeez.
So, yeah, super popular. But, so Gene Simmons' son, Nick Simmons, who I think is like just an absolutely horrible human being.
Any particular reason?
I just think he's so not funny. He's just such a pompous asshole. Just like
I was gonna say, he's like unintentionally funny. I think is what I found.
he tries to be
he's like Dan Cook a little bit.
Yeah.
He thinks he's hilarious, and that's why it's funny.
He's hilarious.
So and obviously, like it just
Dane Cook.
I'm moving around a lot and playing on my arms. People think something's going on.
Check it out. Hey, and when I get closer to the punchline, I'm just going to get louder and louder and louder. Oh, man, it was funny. All right. Sorry.
Family guy reference.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Please continue.
Okay, so this dude, Nick Simmons, he apparently is the quote-unquote creator of this new comic called Incarnate, which is a Japanese, you know, same style as Bleach. If you put the panels of Bleach next to his supposed creation, it's like there's literally probably over 50 panels that are the exact same picture. Like, he just full-blown plagiarized this shit. And so people are freaking out. You know, people get into this stuff. Obviously, I could give a shit less, but a lot of people think it's really cool and get into it. But
they show up to the conventions.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I go to those. I have a whole costume.
You have a furry costume?
Oh, it's not. It's like a Dragon Ball Z type thing. I have like the big hair and like
spiky,
a bunch of my mom's orange towels and made like a toga type deal and then big plastic sword.
Do you LARP at all?
No, not really. But I made fake fireballs and on strings so I can just throw them at people.
And like, draw back.
I made them out of paper mache so that like they hit and they break and I'm fucked. But
that's incredible.
Yeah. It's pretty elaborate.
It sounds elaborate.
It is. Extremely. My mom drops me off at class. Yeah, she picks me up.
Wow.
Do you go to, like, forests at midnight and, like...
Yeah, we play, like, fairy tag.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. We get a bunch of girls. They put wings on, hide in trees.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. I'm just going to have
to... It's like flashlight tag, but...
With fairies.
Yeah, with fairies.
Instead of flashlights.
And be like, we got you.
Drink a juice box and go home.
Yeah,
you told
really good.
Noah,
Mott's applesauce for lunch. And
so
ready.
is this Nick dude Simmons. Is the artist of this?
So he's the creator.
Book?
Yes, he's and then
that's Gene Simmons' kid. You're talking
Gene
about.
Simmons' kid. So he basically completely rips off and like I mean, of any comic to rip off, like he picks the most popular one, you know.
Sure.
And so
does he have the tongue thing going on? With.
Yeah,
this looks cool. I'll just do this.
I'll just rip
the
this.
Exact cool. same thing. I mean, like these pictures, even like the shading and like the colors, like every single thing, like is the same. So people started this Facebook group that was calling for legal action against Nick Simmons for plagiarism.
Awesome.
And these are some of his comments, which are the best things ever. See if I can read my own handwriting. I did not steal other people's work. Looking at some of these comparisons, I can see why a few people are up in arms. I can tell you right now, these are purely all coincidences. I have never even heard of Bleach. When I channel my energy, I know. When I channel my energy when drawing my book, sometimes I can pull stuff out that I've never seen before. Perhaps I just got on the same wavelength as all artists share. So then he goes on to say,
that's just a total bullshit comment.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
I want to see the one that he leaves is like, my dad has so much money.
It's coming up. It's coming up.
I'll fuck you up.
He says, I have Facebook looking into suspending this page and issuing warnings for any slander against me. My dad says I have a real case against this slander. I have asked.
My daddy.
I have
Do you
asked,
know who my father is? My dad's going to drive his Porsche over here and beat you up.
He will lick you from across the room.
He wants people to apologize to him on that thread where everybody was bitching about him. He's asked Facebook to press charges against the people if they do not leave him a sincere apology in this thread. Facebook keeps all your IP addresses and stuff. They will suspend your account
and stuff
right. if I do not receive my proper
intellectual
apologies.
And stuff.
And whatnot.
I mean, like, you know, nothing
Did
against...
Did I mention my father is Gene Simmons?
Nothing against Gene Simmons. I mean, it's fucking, you know, Kiss, right?
Sure.
But, like, you can't... If you write Kiss on a notebook, you'll fucking sue your ass. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I want that money, motherfucker.
I mean, you got to respect Gene Simmons for being an amazing,
right.
you know...
He's Gene Simmons.
Promotions,
you know?
Marketing,
I've created
but...
Kiss coffins.
Yeah, I know. The Kiss coffin thing threw me through a loop, man.
I know.
I ordered
coffin.
One.
Oh, Dimebag Darrell's actually buried in one.
Are you serious?
Is he really?
No way.
Dead serious. Dimebag Darrell is buried in a Kiss coffin.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so you got anything else, Danny?
That's it.
Good, good times. All right, so Robots in the Garden. Thank you, fellas.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Is there anything else you guys want to say?
I don't know. I wish that Joey was here so he could, like, just
we got a MySpace, myspace.com/thatrobotband. You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
So for myself, I'm hot. The lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
I'm parched and need some taint-riddled water.
Yikes.
El Magnano.
Magnano down with the robots in the garden. We're hardly speaking, but you know, smoking a little weed to some Boston and Jethro Tull.
Right on. We're going to take you out to Heart Attack on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Takes hold of you. There's nothing left.